Welcome back. Where's the Irking from Concordia Junior Senior High School as the Panthers entertain the Bulldogs of Marysville? Somewhere hiding in my pregame show are comments from Scott Brown. I don't know when or if that will come up tonight, so let's move on with the starting lineups. For the visiting Marysville Bulldogs, Jackson Raiders, a 5'10 junior, Owen Neatfeld, a 5'10 senior, Dalton Denner, a 6'1 senior, Cody Schrader is a 6'1 senior, and Matt Holly is a 6'4 senior. Four seniors and a junior start for undefeated Marysville. 4-0 under head coach Scott Brown. For the Concordia Panthers, they'll start Wyatt Trost, 6'2 junior, Cam Carlgren, a 6'1 sophomore, Ivan Owen, a 6' senior, Jacob Rosenbaum, a 6'3 senior, and Chance Carlgren, a 6'2 junior. Panthers start a pair of seniors, a pair of juniors, and a sophomore. Concordia under head coach Michael Laroe. Winless three starts this season off of Beloit, Republic County, and Smoky Valley. Marysville wins over Axel, Sabetha Valley Heights, and Clay Center, their most recent outing, convincing win over the Tigers opening league play Friday. Marysville and Concordia. We'll be back with tonight's tip-off.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has on trade a like new pair of Chevy Equinox. The 2016 and 2018 models are both one owners. They have a 2014 and 2017 Chevy Silverado 1500 model pickup and a 2012 Buick Enclave at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington offers sales, template, and installation of countertops, including quartz, solid surface, and Corian. Visit CromieLumber.com or stop in 609 Carolina in Marysville or 200 Ballard in Washington. For your next kitchen remodel project, see Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington.
Marysville, 74-47, hosting Clay Center Friday. Bulldogs jump to a 14-5 first quarter lead. They were up 20 at halftime. Never look back. Can Marysville Bulldogs score, led by Dalton Denner and Matt Holly, and Jackson Raider with 12 apiece. It was a great night offensively. 74 points on the board, holding Clay Center to 47. Couple of close finals here earlier. Concordia outlasted Marysville 45-43, tied late in the game. Charlie Wallmeyer had a basket waved off and got both free throws. Marysville had last possession but couldn't score, dropping a 45-43 decision as Marysville falls to 1-4, and Concordia goes to 1-3. Flamingo girls defeat Chapman tonight. Flamingo 41, Chapman 34. That one's overtime. We're in Chapman with Marysville on Friday. 6 o'clock girls tip, boys action to follow. Home and away games live on AM 1570, FM 94.1 when everything cooperates. Lost a couple of minutes there in the girls game. We apologize, and we may still have a boys pregame interview pop up at random tonight, but it's brief. Marysville and Concordia set to square off. First meeting between these two teams as Kobe Schrader takes center court for the opening tip for Marysville. And will jump center against Jacob Rosenbaum. Tip taken by the Bulldogs, and Marysville takes it left to right here on the road for a Tuesday night tip-off live on PNDY. Holly far side to Raiders. Back to Holly in the forecourt. Dalton Denner three off the far sideline. Rims out. Brian Trost is down with the rebound. Panther possession. Cav Carlgren on the dribble right side. Trost in the corner. Man-to-man D. Trost on the dribble. Pass in the far corner. Not away from his teammate. Chaz Carlgren was off balance, trying to stay in bounds. Just underway in the nightcap. Jackson Raider directing traffic. Cross court to Denner. Dalton holds it high. Checks out top. To go on Neatbelt. Playing the paint. Nothing doing for Cody Schrader. Kicks it out left side. Matt Holly tried to dish a pass in the lane. He was swiped by Wyatt Trost. Trost splits defenders, missed the layup. Schrader rebound for MHS. Neither team has scored. Holly double team. Had the ball knocked down. Taken by Trost. Assisted by Chaz Palmgren. Trost on the dribble, far side, behind the back. Challenges Neatbelt, his defender. Forecourt feed, Dillon. Clock in the forecourt. Ivan Owen with the ball, look in the lane, nothing doing. Follows the screen. Near side, Trost coming off the wing. Play in the lane to Chaz Caldwell. Lost his balance, tumbles to the floor. Sitting on his haunches. Keeps it in play to Wyatt Trost. Shot off the near side baseline. Good for Trost and our first score here tonight. A 2-0 Concordia lead with 5:55 and counting. Cross court dinner to Rader. Neatbelt on the far wing. Cross court again. Back to dinner near side. Around the perimeter, Jackson Rader. Three off the sideline, missing off the heel of the rim. Cav Caldwell down with the rebound. It is Caldwell, C-A-R-L-C-R-E-N. I have a hard time getting that first R in there. Caldwell. Big patience with the newbie here. Wyatt Trost, underhanded layup in the lane. Missed, followed by Caldwell. Yes. Cav, his brother, puts it back in for the Deuce. And it's a 4-0 lead. We're 3 minutes in. Oh, a neat block on a layup attempt in the lane. The block and the steal by Chaz Carlgren. See, I can do it. He just doesn't roll off the tongue with the R. Play like I'm a pirate. Carlgren out top. Near side. Beats Trost in the corner. Carlgren underneath, double team, tries to make space and does. Chaz Carlgren, his first score. 6-0 Panthers. 4:25 to play. Fulton Dinner, long three, far side, it's good. They like the long ball. Dinner connects, and the Bulldogs are on the board at 4:15 and counting. Panther advantage. Trost on the near side. Cav Caldwell. Around the horn, far side. Jacob Rosenbaum doesn't draw iron on the long shot. Oh, the Cav Caldwell is his second score. 8-3 Panthers. Neatbelt kicks it off right side to Jackson Rader, missing a three. Cav Caldwell rebound. Ivan Owen was blocked hard. And fouled by Owen Neatbelt, his first. Tried to knock it out of bounds, made a lot of contact. And it'll be a two-shot opportunity for Ivan Owen. Free throw missing off the back of the rim. The losses so far have been a mix. A solid Beloit team beat Concordia 62-34 in the opener. They lost by one to Republic County, 35-34. Fell to Smoky Valley on Friday, 44-23. Owen's second look doesn't fall. Rebound to Schrader. Dalton Dinner downtown. Two steps off the arc. Shot doesn't fall. Rebounds out to Rosenbaum. Trost splitting defenders. Layup missed. Rebound Schrader. Fouled as he was undercut by Ivan Owen, his first. Size-wise, teams match up pretty evenly. Looks to be a physical ball game tonight. Jacob Williams, a senior reserve in the lineup for Ivan Owen, out with an early foul. Bulldog basketball, Schrader turning in the lane. Bumps one to two defenders. Shot doesn't fall. Ball's knocked down. Denner's got a loose ball and plays underneath for the score by Brayton Faulkner, a senior reserve in the Marysville lineup. 8-5 Concordia. 2:50 to play, opening cue. Around to the near side of Chaz Cauldron, missing a three. Cody Schrader's high for yet another Marysville board. Denner up top. Gives off to Neatbell. Look in the lane, nothing doing. Reserve Briar O'Neill is a junior on the near side. Scott Brown went to the bench a lot on Friday in the game with Clay Sutter. Dalton Denner knocks down his second score. And we're tied at 8 with 2:15 and counting. A lot of substitutions as evidenced by 10 scorers for MHS in the game over Clay Sutter. Cauldron, far side to Williams. In the lane to Cauldron. Baseline shots up and good. Have Cauldron's third score. 10-8, Panthers by 2. A transition. Jackson Rader turns it out. Plays Faulkner in traffic, who is fouled. Jacob Rosenbaum's first is the second team foul. Gavin Pichel, a junior who didn't see action Friday at the Marysville lineup. Ivan Owen, who was out for a moment for Concordia, is back in. And Ben Kirkland, a junior, hustles in for Marysville. And Scott Brown's gone 10 deep already. Bulldogs down 2. Pichel out of the corner. O'Neill out top. Pichel off the wing, missed a 3. Put back by Kirkland doesn't fall. A whistle underneath. It was tipped out of bounds. Well, double check. It was a foul whistle. Marysville's Alex White. Is he in there? I'm just doing my best to keep up with the player rotation. Charles Cauldron doesn't get the guarded layup. Rebounds out to MHS. Around far side to O'Neill. Drives underneath. Backdoor layup missed. Rebound to Cav Cauldron. He'll go the distance. Guarded. Long layup was fouled by Briar O'Neill. Cauldron with a chance to turn this into a three-point play. 55 seconds left in the first, 12-8 Concordia. Carlgren's first trip to the line. It's good. Jacob Rosenbaum, starter, is back in the Panther lineup. Bulldog basketball. Play to Faulkner near the lane. Guarded shot, missed. Rebounds out to Chaz Cauldron. Leaving 35 seconds. Panther basketball with a 5-point lead. Charles, far side to Rosenbaum. Pass underneath, knocked away. Faulkner plays off to O'Neill. Kicks it on the far side wing to Kirkland, missing a 3. Rebounds out to Concordia's Champ Cauldron. Under 10 seconds left. 3 out of the corner is good. Chaz Cauldron. The assist from his brother. 2 seconds and counting. Half-court launch by Marysville's Gavin Pichel is off the top of the backboard at the end of 8. Concordia 16, Marysville 8.
If you're a driver over 50, it may be time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Call today for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and service designed especially for AARP members. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Certain policy features are subject to eligibility and may not be available in all states. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Landall Corporation in Marysville is proud of its hardworking team of machinists, welders, fabricators, assemblers, truck drivers, supervisors, and more who provide a homegrown industry and become a worldwide provider of agricultural, trailer, forklift, OEM, and government products. Landall Corporation is accepting applications. Join our team today. Landall Corporation, a proud part of a proud community for over 50 years.
And Cordy has doubled up the score on Marysville, 16-8. Just a couple of trades here and there for Marysville. Dalton Denner's got a pair. Brayton Faulkner's got the other field goal off the bench, and it's been a slow start offensively for the Bulldogs. As Concordia's Cav Caldron sets the offense. Guarded man-to-man far side. Picked up top of the key. Plays to Rosenbaum. Stretched off his pivot foot, no whistle. Ivan Owen backs it up in the forecourt. Bulldogs step up, man-to-man pressure. On Trost. Far side, and Chaz Caldron for a long three. His third score, and it's 19-8. First double-digit lead in the ballgame. Early on, second quarter. Dalton Denner topside. Turns far wing. Kobe Schrader out there. Back to Denner. Plays in the forecourt. Dalton Denner off the far side wing. Shot doesn't go. Alex White fighting for position on the rebound was fouled. Jacob Rosenbaum picks up his second. Team fouls even at three apiece. Here's Matt Holly back in the Marysville lineup for White. Jacob Williams is in the Concordia lineup as Rosenbaum comes out on a second foul whistle. Gavin Pieschel drives the lane. Long layup is good for reserve Gavin Pieschel's first score. Trimming the lead to 9, 19-10. 6:45 to play, first down. Long three by Cav Caldron. Rebound tip to his brother Chaz out in the forecourt. Panthers keep it in play. Chaz needs help. Trost comes out forecourt. Follows a screen deep on the far sideline. Out to Caldron. Coming just below the free throw line. Shots up and good. And hit by Chaz Caldron. His fourth score. It's 21-10. 6:05 and counting. Dalton Denner thought about it from the corner. Three-point shots up and good near side by Ben Kirkland. Kirkland hits his average at 3 points a game early on. It's 21-13. Jeff Caldron out top side. Shot off the arc. Missed by Jacob Williams. Bulldogs take it the other way. Holly back in the lineup. Far side to Denner. For three, counting. Dalton Denner's third tray here tonight. Trims the lead to 5. 5:25 and counting. The things I like most about this Scott Brown team, they're young, the depth on the bench, and the balance offensively. They can all score and all be a threat. Shot out top by Chaz Caldron doesn't fall. Bulldogs play it the other way to Holly underneath. Double team. Nice job positioning from Matt Holly. His first score. He's averaging 10 points a game this season. 21-18. Marysville down 3. It was a double-digit Panther lead earlier. 4:40 remains. Trost off the right side. Top of the key. Dribbles left and right. Pass stolen in the lane by Marysville's Ben Kirkland. Knocked down on the transition. Caught for. Two, three players go scrambling to the floor. Bumped around out there in a very physical affair. The foul whistle ultimately is on Kobe Schrader, his first. A fourth Marysville team foul. Handful of players rotate in for Concordia. Full court pressure. Drive down the near sideline by Rosenbaum. Trost out of the near corner. Checks it back into forecourt. Trost still on the dribble. Challenges his defender. Double team coming past the lane. Rosenbaum out of the corner. Shot missed. Follow underneath wouldn't fall for Cam Carlgren. It's out of bounds to MHS. With 3:55 to play in the half, Trey would tie this thing up. And here's Dalton Denner. Air ball. Missed pass. Schrader goes diving after a loose ball. Plays it off the Panthers out of bounds as he goes tumbling. Here's Jackson Rader, a starter, back in for Peachell. Bulldog basketball. Rader out top to Niefeld. Holly, far side to Denner. Rader out of the corner. Pass to the lane, stolen by Jacob Rosenbaum. He'll slow it down on the way back down the floor. Top of the key, three, he's good. And Carlgren, he was unguarded. His first tray, his fifth score here tonight. It's 24-18 Concordia with 3:15 to go. Two teams match up well. 4-0-3, I don't know that I expected this. Around the Denner, far side. Schrader on the far wing. To the lane. Hook shot missed. Rebound hauled out by Ivan Owen. Panthers by six with the ball. Trost checking the bench. Gives off on the far side wing to Williams. Trost in the corner. Tries to find something baseline. Doesn't. Backs it up a step. Shoots, missing the iron. Marysville 4, 2-0 and Neatville. Spins through the lane. Missed. Now Holly rebound. He was fouled. Oh, and Neatville took some pressure off. Couldn't get the ball to Holly initially. Ivan Owens' second personal. Brings Matt Holly to the line. And his first free throw is good. Chaz Carlgren in the lineup for Ivan Owen out with two early fouls. Holly's second free throw on the way, missing off the back of the rim. Tab Carlgren is high for the rebound. And a foul, whistle coming away. Kobe Schrader's second personal. Or was it? Not too sure they didn't call that. No, there it is. It's supposed to. They were just slow to get it on the board. Panther basketball with a 5-point lead. Just over 2 minutes and counting. First half. Couple of steps off the arc. Rosenbaum out front. Turns back. Now hits near side. Lane violation. Panther turnover. Concordia's had the lead most of the way this first half. Bulldog basketball. Play is far side to Peachell in the corner. Nope. Double check. That's number four, not number one. Give it to Ben Kirkland on the basket. His second score. Trims the lead to two. The minute 37 left. Trost double team near the free throw line. Far side of Williams. Trost again comes in the lane, double team. Shot off the heel of the rim, doesn't fall, and it's tied up on the rebound. Cavs called over the back of Matt Holly. Kept it clean, no foul. Here's Briar O'Neill in the Bulldog lineup. The challenge, and this is only my second Marysville game I've called this year, with player rotation, I've constantly got to check myself who's on the floor. It has to be tough to defend. Two to tie, three for a go-ahead here. Bullock loose in the lane, away from Matt Holly. Chaz Aldrin had it initially, then there was a reach-in and a jump ball whistle. Panther possession with 103 left. This first half has gone quick. Trill scurries down the floor, turns it out top of the key. Directing traffic, maintains his dribble. Chaz Carlgren comes to the free throw line. Shot bouncing off the rim. Gavin Peasel for Marysville. Oh, and Neatville through traffic. Matt Holly caught a hard pass. Turning on two defenders, puts it up in the air. Neatville had a dangerous pass. Give him that assist, though, on Holly's hard-fought score. We're tied at 24 all. Clock rolls under 20 seconds. Panthers, far side to Carlgren. Cav in the forecourt has it stolen by Ben Kirkland. He's ahead of Carlgren on the layup. Missing, but his foul. Leaving 5 seconds. Ben Kirkland not afraid to mix it up there. That's the other neat thing about these underclassmen. They play with a lot of confidence. A very fast-paced, physical game. It's going to be a fun team to watch. To break the tie. Kirkland missing. Second chance coming here. Girls were tied 23 all at the intermission. Boys are tied 24 all. 5 seconds away from halftime. Kirkland breaks it. Good. Full court press. Trust far sideline. Chaz Carlgren. Make it Chaz Carlgren from the corner for three. It is his fifth score, his second trade tonight. At the half in North Central Kansas League boys play. Concordia 27, Marysville 25.
We have the deals you're looking for at RX Drug this holiday season. Stop on by for family-friendly service, and while you're in, check out our great deals on everything from daily home needs to your favorite holiday treats. And if you're looking for great holiday gifts as well, with fair sale pricing, we have so much to choose from, including gifts for children and adults of all ages. With all our fantastic holiday prices and our family-friendly service, why wouldn't you stop in? Join RX Drug, downtown Marysville, for your home and holiday shopping needs.
Raising cattle is a business. And when your business needs a financial resource, we're a good company to call on. As your ag banking resource, we've gained a lot of experience over the years, working with local producers, lending a hand. Talk to us. You'll be raising your livestock in good company. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Dr. Stanley Nelson, optometrist, offers family vision care for glasses and contact lenses. Call for an appointment at 562-2631. For prompt and courteous service, see Dr. Stanley Nelson, optometrist, 715 Broadway in downtown Marysville.
Kramer Oil of Marysville has expanded their services. As colder weather approaches, you need to start thinking about your heating needs, and Kramer Oil has you covered with bulk propane delivery in Nemaha, Marshall, and Washington counties. It's one-stop shopping for your fuel oil and now propane delivery service. Kramer Oil offers contract buying to lock in your price and 10 cents off per gallon on your first delivery. Call Kramer Oil at 562-2466 to order today.
A good livestock shed will provide your livestock with a safe place from storms, snow, and high winds. Hometown Lumber and Hardware has portable livestock shelters that give your animals the space they need with plenty of headroom for horses. They come in a choice of colors and are built in Marysville to your specifications with delivery available. Provide your herd and horses with a beneficial shelter. A quality-built, portable livestock shed from Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
As good a winless team as you're going to see all year. Concordia 0-3 coming in, leading Marysville 4-0, 27-25 at the intermission on a late three by Chaz Carlgren, who along with his brother Cav have 24-27 points for Concordia. The Carlgren boys with 12 apiece in a flurried first half, and Marysville scoreless until a 4:15 mark when Dalton Dinner launched the three. First of three trays he would have for 9 points to lead the Marysville attack in the first half. Bulldogs fought back. It was tied all 24 late in the first half, but Concordia goes on top with a late three-pointer. A rundown of scoring here quickly for Concordia. Cav and Chaz Cauldron with 12 apiece. Wyatt Trost has the other deuce. And that's it. Three players have scored for the Panthers with 16 in the first, 11 in the second, 27 points in the first half. Marysville is led by Dalton Dinner with those three trays and 9 points. Matt Holley is the only other starter score of five. Ben Kirkland off the bench with a couple of trays and 7 points. Gavin Peachell adds two and Marie Faulkner with 2 points. Bulldogs held 8 points in a slow scoring first quarter, 17 in the second quarter for a first half total of 25. 27-25 Concordia boys lead Marysville here at the half tonight.
If you're needing electrical, HVAC, or plumbing work, give S&S Service a call. They do it all, and no job is too big or too small, and they offer free estimates. S&S Service has the experience and know-how to get the job done and done right. And if you can't trust electrical work to a guy named Zach Sparks, who can you trust? That's S&S Service. Give them a call today, 268-0776.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
At Galloway, Wiegers, and Brenniger, we're all about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger. If you're buying or selling real estate or have a need for contract or escrow service, contact us to let us help.
I'm Coleman Younger. We'll work with you through every step of the process, no matter how simple or complex. We also offer civil litigation, business planning, and formation services. Learn more at gwblaw.net and call us at 562-2375.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Santa! Is it really him?
Ho, 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 ho! Settle down, buddy. I have to tell people about Blue Valley Technologies' Christmas gift.
Is it gumdrops and candy canes?
No, buddy, even better. $100 gift card. Upgrade your internet today and have some extra cash for the holidays.
Presents! Contact Blue Valley Technologies for details.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Contact your local farmers insurance agent, Stacy Latta, now licensed in Kansas and Nebraska, at 562-5269.
Halftime entertainment by the Concordia High School Pep Band, loud and proud here in their home gymnasium tonight. Tuesday night affair, Bruce Dierking live, Marysville at Concordia, where Concordia boys lead Marysville 27-25 at the half, and the Concordia girls win earlier 45-43. Marysville, a horrendously slow start, trailed 14-6 at the end of eight. They fought back, tied the ball game at 23-all on a Macy Raymond tray at the buzzer at the intermission. Senior standout Sam McArdle's came in fourth quarter. She had been out with an injury, didn't play Friday, and was out the first three quarters tonight. Provided a little spark, but it went down to the wire. A 43-all tie late in the game. Carly Wallmeyer had a basket waved off that connected on both free throws for the win. Marysville had it with just pitch time left. Couldn't convert. 45-43, the girls' final here as Concordia improves to 1-3. 1-0, their first league win. Marysville falls to 1-4, winless of two league starts. Wamego defeats Chapman in overtime tonight. Wamego girls 41-34 over Chapman. We're at Chapman Friday. Raleigh County knocked off Clay Center tonight, 43-35. We'll check all the area scores for Tuesday Night Basketball on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show. Tune twice each hour following our game broadcast. And a service of Farm Bureau agents Bryce Leonard in Washington and Marvin Framer in Marysville. Valley Heights and Frankfort on the other side, FM 95.5. Ben Keller with Twin Valley League action tonight. Washington County, Centralia, Thursday night. Got a few Thursday night affairs before the Christmas break. Marysville's at Chapman, as I mentioned, on Friday. Marysville wrestlers home to Concordia tonight. MHS third in the Clay Center Invitational on Saturday. Both teams back on the floor warming up. Second half action ahead. Concordia leads Marysville by 2.
When your car needs auto body repair, let Dave's Body Shop take it from here. Our techs have the resources and technology to offer fast, quality service and quick turnaround. The workmanship has to meet our high standards before we return your vehicle to you. We are also pleased to offer auto maintenance through R&K service. We have a full-time mechanic to take care of basic oil changes to a complete engine replacement. All your vehicle needs are met with friendly and honest service at Dave's Body Shop and R&K service in Marysville.
Sunflower Community Credit Union celebrates a new location, new name, and new program. Debit for a Difference allows your debit card use through Sunflower to benefit teachers in your local schools in Marshall, Washington, and Nemahal counties. Through this grant program available to all teachers who apply, funds from debit card use accumulate and are shared for needed classroom supplies and teaching aids. The more members use the program, the more benefit to our community. Stop by to learn more or contact Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville.
Time to clean the house, but you just don't want to, right? Legacy Cleaning Services will come to the rescue. They do carpet cleaning, air duct cleaning, and vinyl floor stripping and waxing. Plus, they do emergency water damage cleanup 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, plus so much more. Locally owned and operated, Legacy Cleaning Services has top-of-the-line equipment and training to handle any and all of your cleaning needs. Call Skyler Price at 785-713-1968. Legacy Cleaning Services knows there's all kinds of dirty, but only one kind of clean.
Concordia 27, Marysville 25. Bulldog Basketball, a service of RKNDY Sports Booster Club members. Jackson Rader inbounds to Owen Neatfeld as Dalton Denner, Kobe Schrader, and Matt Polly round out starting five back on the floor for NHS. Neatfeld, far side, cross court to Denner, launching a three. It's good for Dalton Denner's fourth tray here tonight. He has 12 points to lead Marysville scoring. Bulldogs up one early in the second half. Wyatt Trost down the floor. Cav and Chaz Cauldron, Ivan Owen, and Jacob Rosenbaum starting five back on the court. Lob to Ivan Owen in traffic, plays to Chaz Cauldron driving the lane. He'll lay it in for two. And he's got 14 points to lead the Clay Center attack. His brother Kev has 12. Playing the paint, Kobe Schrader splits defender, shot missed. Holly with the rebound, tumbles backwards, keeps it in play far side to Jackson Rader. Missing a shot, Dalton Denner pulls down a board. Bulldogs getting a second and now third chance. Holly played Schrader near the lane. Had it stolen away by Chaz Cauldron. Just underway, second half. Around the perimeter, far side to Cav Cauldron. 10 foot out off the left baseline. Shot doesn't go. And Holly is high for the rebound. Well, and Neufeld thought about it way out there, three fifths off the arc. Keeps it off far side to Denner. Schrader inside the arc. Turnaround shot's up and good for Cody Schrader. His first score. 10 Bulldogs scored in the win over Clay Center on Friday. 6 have scored here tonight, including 3 off the bench. 2 minutes into the second half. Marysville 30, Concordia 29. Trost off the far side wing. Backdoor layup is good. He was fouled by Trost and had a free throw. Out the basket. Foul whistled on Jackson Rader, his first. Neither team went into bonus in a clean, fast first half, despite being a very physical ball game. Trost connects. He's got 5 tonight. Jacob Williams, a senior reserve in the lineup for Owen. Michael Rowe has only gone 6 players deep. Scott Brown was 10 players on the floor in the first 5 or 6 minutes. Bulldog basketball. Shot by Rader outside the arc. And Carlgren takes it down the floor. Trost off the near side for 3. Air ball. Cav Carlgren pulls it in. Plays back to Trost. Now double teamed in the lane. Shot to the fall. Holly rebound. Neufeld. Garden layup, couldn't get the foul whistle. Put back by Matt Holly in the lane for 2. Holly's got 7 points, and it's 32 all. 3 minutes into the second half. Anna Mandy. Perimeter passes. Far side of Williams. Look in the lane, nothing doing. Out front to Chaz Carlgren. Near side, Trost. Again, looks to the lane. No opportunities there. It's all black jerseys in there. Clock under 4.5 and counting. Trost had the ball knocked away, and it's out of bounds to NHS. With a couple of Bulldog substitutions, Gavin Peschel and Ben Kirkland in for Rader and Neufeld. Peschel out top, takes it far side. Kirkland top of the key, back to Peschel. Holly out of the corner. To Schrader, baseline. Errant pass out of bounds. Ivan Owens back in the Panther lineup for Chaz Carlgren, their top scorer. He gets a breather here at the midpoint of his third quarter. Needless to say, as deep as Marysville's bench is, Concordia just going 6 deep is going to get tired before this one's over. Only their 4th game of the season. They're still pretty fresh here, but that 4th quarter could be a long stretch. Quick short passes as Trost comes out of a near side corner and brings it out top on the reset. Guarded by Peschel. Trost off the free throw line. Shot off the front of the rim. Poland. Fouled on the follow. Here are free throws coming for Ivan Owen. Fouled in there by Kobe Schrader. It is his 3rd. Owen missed a pair of free throws early tonight. Got a pair coming here. Missing off the back of the rim. Free throws really weren't a factor as neither team went into bonus in the first half. Marysville 2 of 4, and Cordia 1 for 3. Make it 1 of 4 with that miss there. Owen's 2nd look. Rims off. Ball is fought for. Brayton Faulkner fighting for all he's worth. Lay on the floor. Gives it to teammate, and I'm not sure who got that basket. I was watching Brayton Faulkner fight to keep possession. Result of that, Marysville scores. It's 34-32 with time on the floor. Panthers by two with 3:12 to play third quarter.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
A chilly night here in Concordia. Boy, when that sun set, it dropped like a rock. Temperature, that is. They had a little less snow than we did, about an inch and a half, it looks like, most of the way down here. Points further to the south and east, that's where they had the heaviest snowfall earlier this week. Marysville trailing by two, under 3 minutes and counting, third quarter. Kirkland and Peasel out top. Then Kirkland missing off the front of the rim. Rebounds out to Jacob Williams. Here come the Panthers with a two-point advantage. They would take a two-point lead to the locker room, 27-25 at the half. Chaz Carlgren. Guarded shot right side, doesn't fall. Tipped out of bounds and belongs to NHS. Meyer O'Neill is back in the Marysville lineup for dinner. Two to tie here in the late third quarter stages. Kirkland directing traffic, plays Holly in the lane. Guarded shot over Ivan Owen is good for Matt Holly with 9 points tonight. We're tied at 34. And a man D. Diesel in the forecourt on Trost. Forced to center circle as Williams giving back to Trost. Double teamed outside the lane. Trost shot doesn't fall. Ivan Owen rebound. Splits defenders. Puts it back in. Ivan Owen forces it in for his first score. And a two-point Concordia lead. With a buck 35 remaining. O'Neill drives the lane. Layup missed. Tipped out of bounds. To the red block. Not only do I have four cameras with at least that many tripods in my way, they keep shuffling camera operators. So I dodge left and I dodge right to see what's going on out there. Pass coming near side. O'Neill drives underneath, nothing doing. Faulkner ties up with Chaz Carlgren on a jump ball. Full court pressure. Charles hurries down the floor to the paint. Great Faulkner tried to take charge, no whistle either way. This shot, Ivan Owen tangles with Ryan O'Neill on the rebound. And the officials have to sort out the whistle. It's a jump ball. They're consistent, but they're not calling it close tonight. Thank goodness, or we would have a ball game dragging on into the wee hours because it's been very physical both ways. But they're doing a nice job keeping it in check, but letting it go. Lob to Holly got away, never had a handle on it. Owen with the loose ball. And Cordia maintains the two-point lead under 40 seconds. Willis Concordia putting on a pretty good show here in their home court tonight. Undefeated Marysville's had their hands full. Wearing the clock down, under 20. Chaz Carlgren kicks it out to his brother Cav for a wide open three that rims out. Faulkner rebound with 8 seconds left. Peasel brings it the other way. Kirkland off the wing. official. Two steps off the arc. It's in. Bounce high in the air at the buzzer. Count it for Gavin Pischel. His second score to give Marysville a 37-36 lead at the end of three.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Freed CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Fries, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Freed CPA, downtown Marysville.
Hi, this is Jen with Alliance Insurance. The girls on Broadway want to wish all the area athletes the best of luck this season. Come see us at Alliance Insurance, 709 Broadway, Marysville, Kansas, 785-562-2393.
Chris Dierking back with fourth quarter basketball action. Panthers down one, 37-36 on a Gavin Pischel tray for Marysville late, ending that third quarter. Chaz Carlgren, their lead scorer with 14 points, has the ball out of center court. His brother Chav is on the far side, beats Trost underneath. By Trost is handcuffed, and he's fouled. Gavin Pischel, his first. Third Marysville team foul. Concordia hasn't been whistled yet in the second half. Did I say the officials were giving them room? I'm not complaining. Trost missed a free throw. A couple of substitutions off the bench for Marysville as Kirkland and Faulkner check out. Dinner and Schrader back in. Second free throw bounced twice off the heel of the rim. Knocked down on the baseline to Briar O'Neill. Bulldogs by one with the ball. Kobe Schrader guarded by Chaz Carlgren, puts it up and over his defender. Schrader's second score, and Marysville the lead by three. And Cordy has had the lead the better part of the way. Marysville leads have been scattered and slim, and they open something up down the stretch. Carlgren out top, gets it back on the wing. Chaz Carlgren to the lane. Hook shot's good. He's got 16 points tonight. 12 in the first half. Doggone, they pulled both those cameras down. I can see all the way out here on the floor now. What they were filming, they left fourth quarter. Pretty good ball game, but they lost interest. Schrader near the lane. Turns on Ivan Owen. Meets the second defender. Spins back the other way. Shot off the glass doesn't fall. Cav Carlgren with the Concordia rebound. Lob underneath. Rosenbaum between defenders puts it up. Miss. Dinner rebound. Marysville still up by one. It's 6:15 to play. Marysville girls lost a heartbreaker, 45-43. Scott Brown wants to tie it out with 6:05 remaining. Bulldog basketball up by one.
The stockings are hung by the chimney with care, but what's going in them? Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville has doodads, doohickeys, thingamajigs, whatchamacallits, and what's-its for everyone. Like black squirrel coffee, candles, candies, lotions, lip balms, mugs, keychains, hats and gloves, sports gear, toys, and all manner of thingamabobs to go in those stockings at Reflections Hallmark.
There is a
When it comes to financing your operation, you want to deal with someone who knows agriculture. Our loan officers are experienced in ag lending. Get your ag loans here. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
There is a difference.
Ben Keller Bears got Twin Valley they played tonight. Valley Heights and Frankfort on FM 95.5. A recap on that, plus all the area scores on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show twice each hour following our broadcast tonight and game nights on PWI. Thursday night affair with Washington County at Centralia on FM 95.5. Marysville at Chapman Friday night right here. College Hoops from Kansas and Kansas State Saturday to wrap it up before Christmas break. Marysville 39, Concordia 38. 6:05 to play in the ball game. Three matchup zone out there. Playing the paint to Holly, double team. Forced to track it outside the lane. Near side is Briar O'Neill. Patient on the attack, a lot more patient than they have been. Gavin Peschel finds Kobe Schrader out front. Dalton Denner on the near side. They're trying to break something in the middle. Long three by Briar O'Neill missing. Rebound south on a long hop to Cam Carlgren. Panthers down one with 5:20 remaining. Trost on the near side to Cav Carlgren in the forecourt. Rosenbaum off the top of the key. Back to Trost. Concordia is patient. Rosenbaum pass in the lane, knocked out of bounds by Dalton Denner. Intercepted what would have been a feed to the dangerous Chaz Carlgren. Substitutions, Jackson Rader on Neat Belt. Marysville starters are in the lineup. For Neal and Peschel. 5 minutes left. Chaz Carlgren almost let the toe slip over midcourt for an over and back. He looked over his shoulder. Missed it by that much. Chaz Carlgren guarded by Schrader. Takes a layup to the hoop. Left-handed layup's good for Chaz Carlgren. With 18 points to lead all scorers here tonight. 40-39. Concordia regains the lead with 4:35 remaining. Matt Holly. Three-point shot off the top. Missed. Rosenbaum rebound. Leaves 4:20 in counting. Trost below the free throw line. Shot off the front of the rim. Got his own rebound. Cav Carlgren missed a three. Denner is high for the board. Bulldogs for the go-ahead with 4:05. Matt Holly ahead of a defender. Nice assist to Matt Holly for the lay-in. And he's got 12 points. 41-40. Bulldogs regain the lead in what has become a seesaw battle. I thought the Panthers might start to get winded down the stretch. No evidence at all. They are well conditioned. Chaz Carlgren missed a three. Rebounds out to Jackson Rader. Bulldogs by one with the ball and 3.5 minutes remaining. Owen Neatfeld. Layup is good. Underhanded layup is Owen Neatfeld's first score for a three-point Marysville lead with 3:25 remaining. Chaz Carlgren off the near side. Out top to Williams. Checked by Denner. Trost guarded far side by Rader. Nothing doing for Rosenbaum off the line. Trost, the forecourt, comes underneath. No look pass to Chaz Carlgren. He got the basket. Cody Schrader somehow got bumped to the floor. Cauldron's got 20 points tonight. Cody is within one. 2:50 remains. Perimeter passes for Marysville. Great matchup here tonight. That's all you can say. Got to feel both these teams could be contenders in the NCKL race this year. Dalton Denner has it stolen by Ivan Trost. They come one-on-one, and Denner with a guarding foul will force Trost to earn the pair. Dalton's first. Team's fourth. Concordia hasn't been flagged with a foul yet in the second half. Gavin Peschel's in the Marysville lineup for Heathville. Oh, it wasn't a shooting foul. It came before the layup. It was a very evident foul on Dalton Denner. Simply put his hips on his midsection en route, but they said it came before the chance to shoot a pair of free throws. Huge, huge. As Marysville takes possession here, leading by one with 2:15 remaining. Matt Holly down low, guarded by Chaz Collins. Shot rips off. Rebound tipped to the far side away from Denner. Taken by Cav Cauldron. Now Denner's in the thick of a scrum at the other end. Ball is tipped away. Couple of players still on the floor. Dalton Denner is beneath. They don't call a whistle to break him off. It was nothing intentional. Here's a shot out of the corner missing. It was nothing intentional, but they just let it go. Bulldog basketball up one with a 1:35 remaining. This is like the big leagues here. Denner downtown missed a three out of the corner. Chaz Cauldron rebound with a 1:25 left. How much of the clock are they going to work off? A score for the go-ahead. Panthers down by one. Screen out top. Trost follows to the far side. Then brings it back. And the clock rolls under a minute. As Coach Michael Rowe shouts instructions to his team from the bench. Trost to baseline. Guarded over Hollington. Rebound Slater. Lost it. And Cauldron with the foot foul. His first score in the second half. Panthers by one. With 45 seconds to play. Ball in Marysville's court. Score to go ahead. Holly up front. Denner out of the far corner. Look in the lane. Schrader comes out of the corner. Checks the clock under a half minute. Marysville's down one. Schrader off the free throw line. Top of the key. Jackson Raider missed the three. Coleman and Schrader tie up on the rebound. They literally spin each other down to the floor. And a foul is whistled on Kobe Schrader. They've let a lot go here tonight, but that one wasn't going to pass. Neither would give on that possession. Time on the floor with 18 seconds left. Maybe we ought to keep it here. A 44-43 and 40 a lead, and it's Panther basketball. Wow, wow, wow. In so many ways here tonight. Well, I'm looking back. Well, Marysville had such a slow start, didn't get a field goal until 4:15 to play in the first. They were down 16-8. Fought back, tied things up, and there were lead changes, but Concordia had a two-point edge at halftime. Going down the stretch here, it's been another seesaw battle. The final minutes. Panthers in the driver's seat with a one-point lead and the ball. Marysville has five fouls on the board. This is probably the only time you want five fouls on the board and the opponent has zero. Because if Concordia were trying to foul Marysville, they've got a long way to go yet. Unbelievable they haven't been whistled. And I don't think that's poor officiating. I think they're just honestly letting a very fast-paced game go here tonight. But a tough call of Marysville. It yield their 15th foul. They're going to full court press. Chaz Cauldron takes the inbound as far as sideline. He's held. Comes close across midcourt. Ivan Owen had a chance there, but hesitated. They'll take time with 8.5 seconds left. We had a whistle. It's a Marysville foul. That'll be team foul number 6. They had to do it to stop the clock at 8.5 seconds. Scott Brown's going to call timeout. Boy, this one in danger of slipping away. You pretty much have to send Concordia to the free throw line. And then you've got to get a possession back and a score. As it is, Concordia, if they can burn 8.5 seconds off the clock, they're looking at a sweep tonight. and a first win of the season for both their teams. I'll say, with the lopsided pair of games on Friday night, this has been a lot more fun here tonight. Marysville girls lost by 2. Marysville boys trailed by 1 with 8.5 seconds remaining. Panther basketball from midcourt. Next whistle puts them in the bonus. Who are you going to foul? You don't have a lot of free throws tonight. Probably whoever gets the ball. Schrader guarding Trost on the inbound. Trost got trouble. Trost needs timeout. Concordia takes a timeout to keep possession with 8.5 seconds remaining. Panthers lead the Bulldogs by 1. Let's just keep it here again. Short timeout. Wheel of a ball game. Big thank you to our Candy White Sports Booster Club members. Can't do all that we do, home and away games. Football and basketball for you. All the updates we provide. On air, online, on our mobile app. If you haven't downloaded that. 4-0 Marysville, winless Concordia here, but the Panthers have the ball and a one-point lead. They yield a Cav Cauldron to inbounds. He'll be guarded by Holly on the near sideline. Trost couldn't get anything. Inbound and turned over. Matt Holly doing a great job guarding Cauldron, who couldn't find his brother at midcourt. And Cav would ultimately track it down, lobbing 8 seconds off the clock. Scott Brown's going to send a handful of substitutions in. He's going to take timeout. 7.7 seconds left, and Marysville's got a chance to win it with the last basket. Probably missing all kind of chances to run our sponsors, but I'm afraid we'll lose the line here. Better left alone sometimes. Tonight's been one of those nights. Again, great job by Marysville. First of all, forcing the timeout after Trost couldn't find an inbound. And he was Cauldron to his brother, but he couldn't connect. And the turnover, credit to Matt Holly. Bulldogs will have it just past midcourt. Well, you go with the long three. They like the three, but their percentage hasn't been especially high tonight. Or do you mix it up inside? I won't try to outguess Scott Brown. He is the playmaker, and Marysville can win with a basket here. They've got enough time with almost 8 seconds. As Gavin Peachel splitting defenders, and a foul is whistled, leaving 5 seconds on the clock. That is the first foul whistled on Concordia in the second half. Their sixth here tonight, and Wyatt Trost first. Now 5 seconds is all that's left. Inbounds and a collision, and Chez Cauldron has it and holds it as he is fouled, and the clock is down to 2 seconds. That is absolute trouble. This was played masterfully by Michael Rowe. As I said moments ago, you didn't want to be the team that needed 5 or 6 fouls if you want to put the other team at the line. They didn't need to do that. They could afford 6 opportunities out there to slowly chip away at that clock, and that was going to be their strategy. Here's Chaz Cauldron at the line. In front of a 1-on-1 miss, rebound is down to Kobe Schrader, leaving 1.4 seconds. And Scott Brown calls timeout. Well, you had 7.7 seconds for midcourt. 5 seconds sideline your own forecourt. Now you're 1.4 seconds from the other end of the court. It has gotten incrementally more challenging for these Marysville Bulldogs to get a last basket and salvage this ballgame on the road tonight. 44-43 Concordia. Stay with us. This one's going down to the wire. Well, about all you can do with under 2 seconds left is launch that ball down the floor and toss up a three. Murray still has capable shooters. They're going to post three guys at midcourt. And Jackson Rader is at the far end sideline, where Matt Holly will key it inbounds. Now they're going to shuffle, and it goes to midcourt to Kobe Schrader, who calls the quick timeout before the clock starts. Well played, well played. And again, we'll keep it here. Scott Brown wanted to get that ball halfway down the floor. Now you're working with a half-court opportunity with 1.7 seconds left. Scott Brown is asking something of the scorer's bench. Length of a timeout, maybe. We'll stay here, 44-43 Concordia. A ball game that moved along pretty quickly, but how long has this last few seconds taken? Sure have kept our interest. They're trying to determine if Murray still has any timeouts left. The assistant coaches are there. Now it's become a discussion with the officials, the official scorekeeper. 1.7 seconds. Marysville inbounds to midcourt. Stop the clock before it's started. Final word to Matt Holly. Scott Brown goes out in the forecourt. That's over on the far side. Now Michael Rowe takes timeout. Going to let Marysville think about it. Concordia trying to protect a win here at home tonight, leading 44-43.
How can something practical also be lots of fun? When that something is an ATV, a UTV, a golf cart, or a motorcycle, and for both their practical and fun sides, you need insurance protection. I'm Dave Savage, and we can design an affordable insurance coverage to fit your ride. Come see us for a quote at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Blue Valley Insurance, protecting what's most important to you.
And a full timeout with 1.7 seconds left, 44-43 Concordia. You joined us late, you missed a heck of a finish here. We've been about 10 minutes on, four timeouts. And we've elapsed the whole 6 seconds off the clock. Bulldog basketball. Jackson Rader will key inbounds right in front of the scorer's bench. Dinner and Schrader on the far side. Peachel top of the key. Swaps places near side now with Holly. To Dalton Dinner for three. Missing an air ball at the buzzer. And the Panthers sweep Marysville tonight in close one. Concordia girls win 45-43. Concordia boys win 44-43.
Usually I get upset when someone takes my stuff, but not when Tim's Disposal comes by. I'm glad to see their professionals show up and take all my garbage, because they're such pros at taking things. They not only offer garbage disposal, but have roll-off service for those big jobs when you need to get rid of a lot of stuff. And don't worry if you don't live in Marysville. Tim's Disposal will come take your stuff if you live in Marshall, Washington, or Gage counties. If you're ready for someone to come take your stuff, call Tim's Disposal at 562-5360.
Napa Know How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa know-how. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa know-how.
So you've cut back on everything from lattes to lunches, but if you're still coming up short at the end of the month, try this. Give State Farm agent John Bannister a call for a free discount double check. He'll show you how something as simple as combining car and home policies could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Discounts vary from state to state. See John Bannister, State Farm agent, 1022 Broadway in Marysville.
when you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Well, they don't come any more exciting than that. Concordia girls win 45-43 in the opener. Concordia boys win 44-43 in the nightcap. And it went down to the wire. Had opportunities here and again, but I think both Marysville teams are going to look back to a slow start. Girls didn't score until 2:15 to play in the first quarter from the field. Marysville boys didn't score until almost 4 minutes into the ball game. A slow start tonight. Give Concordia a little bit, and they'll take a lot. Both their girls and boys teams win their first, or get their first wins of the season. Back to this boys matchup. It was a 16-8 Concordia lead at the end of eight. Marysville fought back. They traded leads before intermission. Concordia led by two. Down the stretch, it was back and forth again. But Concordia prevails on the strength of Chaz Caldwin, the junior, with 20 points. His brother Cav Caldwin had 14. Combined, they had 34 of the 44 points. Wow. Wyatt Trost had 5. Ivan Owen scores the other deuce. Nothing off the bench for a team that only goes 6 deep. Concordia with a win, 1-3, winning the first NCKL match of the season. For Marysville, Matt Holly led the way with, Dalton Henner led the way with 4 trays and 12 points, but couldn't get that last basket to fall on top of the key. An air ball. Matt Holly had 11. Kobe Schrader scores 4 when he felt with 2. Off the bench tonight, Ben Kirkland with 7. Gavin Peschel scores 5. Frank Faulkner at 2 points. Marysville falls to 4-1, evening their lead mark at 1-1. 44-43, the boys' final. 45-43, the girls' final. Earlier, Concordia was led by Kendall Reynolds with 17 points. Zoe Bouchard has 11. Jaron Rundis with 10. Charlie Wallmeyer gets the winning free throws on 9 points. Concordia girls go 1-3, 1-0. Marysville led by Macy Raver with 10 points. Bulldogs fall to 1-4, winless in 2 league starts. 45-43, the girls' final tonight. It's going to wrap it up. Again, Ben Keller's got the call on FM 95.5, finishing up Twin Valley play tonight with Frankfort and Valley Heights, Washington County and Centralia on Thursday night, and we'll hit the road to Chapman with Marysville on Friday. Girls tip off at 6, boys shortly before 8. Good luck to the Marysville Wrestlers hosting Concordia back at home tonight. Join us for scores and updates on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scores Scoreboard Show, plus scores on our morning sports twice at the 7 o'clock hour and again in the noon and 5 o'clock hour. Big thank you to our Candy Y Sports Booster Club members. Thanks for joining us, sticking around. Have a great evening, everyone.
Since KNDY first went on the air in 1956, Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska have had a friend they can count on for entertainment and information. Thanks for tuning to KNDY.